The words were beautiful, but very strange to her ears. "Mr. Pentland," Christy asked as they began to walk more slowly, "how many families are there in Cutter Gap?" He thought for a moment.
"Maybe about 70 in the cove," he answered at last.
"The cove?" Christy repeated.
"A cove is like a holler."
Christy shook her head, still confused.
"You know, a valley between the mountains."
"Oh," Christy nodded, understanding dawning at last. Would it always be so hard, she wondered, communicating with these people?
"Most of the people farm, don't they?" she asked.
"What crops? What do they raise?"
"Raise youngsters, mostly," he answered dryly.
Christy couldn't help smiling. "And do most of these children go to the mission school?"
"Well, now that depends. Not all of them's got religion. Of course, most everybody seems to like the new preacher, David Grantland."
"Has he been at the mission long?"
3 months or so."
"What else can you tell me about him? Is he married?"
Mr. Pentland looked at Christy and chuckled.
"Nope," he said.
Christy felt a blush rising in her cheeks. "Tell me," she said, quickly changing the subject, "do you know Miss Alice Henderson?"
"Everybody in Cutter Gap knows Miss Henderson."
"What's she like? What does she look like?" The mountaineer shifted Christy's suitcase to his other hand, considering her question.
"Well, she's a smiley woman. All her wrinkles are smile wrinkles. Keeps busier than a honeybee round a rosebush. Started 2 schools and churches before coming to Cutter Gap, she did. She rides a horse all over the mountains by herself. Side saddle, long skirt. Teaching, preaching, nursing the sick, comforting the dying."
He smiled.
"She has a heap of hair. Wears it in braids round her head like a crown, and she sits in that saddle like a queen."
Christy considered the picture he'd painted for her. Because of his speech and the fact that he hadn't had much formal education, she jumped to the conclusion that Mr. Pentland was a simple man. Clearly, she'd been wrong. That was something she needed to remember. Mr. Pentland stopped at a small rustic cabin, calling out,
"Morning, United States Mail!"
A woman rushed out to retrieve her 2 precious letters, waving happily at Mr. Pentland. "How many more stops will we have?" Christy asked as they headed on.
4 more letters. Ain't that a wonder?"
"But back at the store you said..." Christy stopped in mid-sentence, trying to understand this mountain world where 6 letters meant piled up mail. Soon the trail grew so winding and narrow that they had to walk single file. After a couple of hours of walking in Mr. Pentland's footsteps, the cold had begun.